This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Daily, right here on the Real Side. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really mean that sincerely. I know there's a whole bunch of other stations, a bunch of things you could be listening to, and you've chosen. You know, you catch this pretty face. Well, it's one person's opinion anyway. All kidding aside, we are on several video networks and TV networks, actually, on the AUN network. You find that mostly, and that's, you know, America's Uncensored News. And it is. I know the people who run it. And believe it or not, just to irritate you guys up in Northern California, that puts us up in, you know, San Francisco, San Rafael, San Jose, Silicon Valley, Santa Rosa, Redding, Chico, Sacramento, Fort Bragg, and Napa Valley. And more to come, by the way. We are adding more day. Well, they're adding more every day. So I always appreciate that. And it's one way to get the message out. Like I told you before, a lot of these guys that are on, you know, that are online or at other places to get the message out, they're not getting it out over the radio stations. That's a problem. Because they get censored, cut off, go down, whatever. The bulk of the terrestrial stations, what we call terrestrial, over the air, whatever you're more comfortable with. The bulk of those stations, they're not going to censor you. If they don't like what you have to say, they simply just cut you. That's it, you're done. They won't run the show anymore. So, not that hard. And I've not had a station yet. One person, one station, took me off because he didn't like what I was saying. But for the most part, you know, the Zuckerbergs of the world, they're not going to be able to can you, shut you down, shut you off. So it's a good idea to support your local radio station. It's a good idea to, support those outlets. Because, for all intents and purposes, they're also helping local businesses to grow and thrive. They help do advertising for them and so many other things. I don't know, you don't hear many radio hosts say that, but we need them as much as as much as they need us. We've got to do a job of keeping people coming back for more, or we're pretty useless to them, or anybody else for that matter. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Joe had another one of his slip-ups, his gaffes, whatever you want to call them. I don't really care. Right, so he jabbed at a group of Trump supporters who honked their horns at a campaign stop. While he was there, he was trying to detail his plan to combat the coronavirus. Well, what is his plan, but does anybody know for real? I mean, I realize it's put. You know, if you know in the chat room, tell me, because I'm obviously uninformed. but I mean, what is it? He was going to try to make masks mandatory. But then he decided, well, that might not muster on the Constitution. So kind of backpedaled it. So Biden spoke over noise throughout his speech at the drive-in rally in St. Paul. Former Vice President ripped the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic and appeared to grow irritated when horn honking interrupted his explanation for supporting a nationwide mask mandate. I mean, masks, the ones that don't work. Dr. Fauci called for a mask mandate last week. Biden said this is a political statement like those ugly folks over there beeping their horns. This is a patriotic duty, for God's sake. Well, Joe, it's also a patriotic duty that you pay attention to real scientists. There are now over 1,100 scientists, 1,200 scientists and doctors that have gotten together and saying, no, 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 they don't work. Biden argued that Trump had simply given up. All right, so just stop. If you're on the right or left, just stop. Can you imagine that guy giving up on anything? 4 years of being pounded with garbage, and he hasn't given up yet. He's lost $1 billion of worth, hasn't given up yet. He cited a surge of COVID-19 cases and mounting death tolls in Minnesota and other states. Which, again, it's misinformation. A portion of it has to do with they're doing so much more testing now. Do more testing, your rate's going to go up. The Democrat nominee said he would focus on bringing the country together around testing, tracing, and masking. Yeah, good luck with that. Biden again referenced a rally attendees. He criticized President Trump's tax policies if elected Biden said they're running this fake ad, which I love. And you see these people sitting on the end of their bed. I only got half the taxes back this year that I got last year. Can I say it? Listen up, moron. You only paid half of what you paid last year. You're getting more in your check every week, which means you're taking less out of your check. It's really that simple. Look at the numbers. There were people dancing around because they got, you know, I got $4,000 or $5,000 back from the government every year. And I'm going to, this year I'm supposed to get more money back because of Trump, and then they don't get as much money back. Because they got it during the year. They got it every week in the paycheck. Think about it. And then all of a sudden he's the bad guy. Yet Obama and Biden put together a health care plan where you actually did double and triple premiums. Where you really couldn't go to the doctor after they said you could. And that was okay. They're duplicitous at best. Go and see your host, Jack, in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We're not back until I press the button. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, and actually doing something. Some of you guys like to complain about stuff, but you didn't really do anything. And that's what I want you to do. As a matter of fact, I want you to, would you do me a favor? I want you to try something for me. Try getting away from. I'm being nice about it. But try getting away from your keyboard and Facebook. You want to write emails to your friends and stuff like that, I'm good with that. But really, truly, and I mean it with all sincerity, get away from the keyboard. You're not going to convince anybody. Raise your hand. How many of you guys have convinced, changed somebody's mind, got them to vote Republican on Facebook? Yeah, I didn't think so. What you want to do is you want to make, you know, you want to talk sense into somebody. You want to try to have a personal conversation with them. Pick up the phone. Do a texting or something. I don't know. But most of those people on Facebook, they want to fight with you anyhow. They don't much care for you. They go, some of them go looking for you. They look for people like you and me just so they can argue and fight. Is that really, really what you want to do? I mean, I know I don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website if you want to sign up for, I don't know, the email blast or anything along those lines. For a text message, you want to know that we're coming on, we're coming on. It's simple. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Okay, you know, I love these things. Campus Reform does them. They go out to the different colleges. And they talk to the young people about, you know, why they're voting, not voting, why they like something, why they don't like something. And because they're young people talking to young people, they get a lot of openness. Now, there were some foul languages. I took it out. However, I'm not guaranteeing you anything. So forgive me up front. But take a listen. These are young people, Hispanic and black, as to why they cannot vote for Joe Biden. I think.
If they want to bring up examples of Trump being racist, Joe Biden's been in government for almost 50 years, and that man was racist. So,
can you lay out certain examples of that?
I mean, you have a lot of examples of him in the past. There's a video of him with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This was back, it's either late 80s or early 90s. I don't know the exact date it happened, but he was trying to justify the Confederate flag, which now is a symbol of race and hate, and that's what the left calls it. Now, I don't care what flag you fly. You fly whatever flag you want. It's not my business. I don't care. But if they believe it's racist and they believe that it should be taken off the flags and it should be taken off of monuments and off of state capitals, then this man who you are trying to pushed towards the most powerful office in the country, he fought for that.
If he were to be elected, imagine how many more black people would probably be incarcerated. Him and Kamala have contributed to black people's incarceration.
Whoa.
But every 4 years, now you want to come to the black community and say, oh, we ride for you. We'll do this for you.
If, you know, they've done so much against.
Now, isn't that cool that the young people actually see this happen? They're living it out. They're seeing what the Democrat Party is doing to them and what they say, what they actually do. Two different things. And did you catch that comment by that young person who said, look, every 4 years they come and tell us that we should vote for them. Every 4 years. What a great relationship, huh?
The minority community, how come people are saying that that's the side you should take?
Honestly, I think it comes from lack of education.
It's a culture ingrained thing. That and then just the media. Those two, at least from my generation, I could tell you, are the two biggest reasons we vote left.
I think we are a kind of tribalistic species. Whoever around you is, like, if everybody is chanting something, you know, we don't like to be the odd person out.
It's this whole, like, victim mentality thing that I don't agree with, of, like, always trying to be, like, the victim, et cetera, which is really what I feel the left is.
Her name is Jaren. God bless her. I mean, here's a young black woman who's even said, look, stop the victim mentality stuff. We're not victims. All right? I don't buy into it. She's saying it, not me.
Pushing all the time. So when that comes, I always just make sure to say that, like, okay, well, I'm part of this minority group as, like, a black African-American woman or whatever in college. But I always find when people will say, like, or refer to, like, a certain group, I'm always like, I don't necessarily check all those boxes that you say are supposed to be in this group.
If you have those echo chambers where people are telling you Trump is a racist, or they're telling you that Biden is the savior, he's going to end COVID and end poverty and, you know, bring us all from the brink of, you know, hell, then that's when you're kind of stuck in a mentality of just taking in information, but you're not challenging anything.
Ah, not challenging. No, seriously. He's exactly the same. Here's some young people, and I know you guys hate when I do the broad brush thing, but here's some young people that are actually truly willing to use their brain cells to say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. What you're telling me doesn't make any sense. And I thought that for once, you know, instead of me always doing the you know, nasty emails showing
you. I'm just curious, you know, when these people...
Hey, knock it off. Actually showing you what these people are saying. Right? As opposed to, I don't know, just doing the nasty ones. So, I mean, I play a couple of these. When we come back, I'm going to hit on a couple more. I think it'd be a good thing to do. I think you need to see that they're not all crazy. All right? And this is what I've been telling you for a long time. We need to teach our young people how to defend themselves, how to stick up for themselves. That's our job. Grandma, grandpa. Ooh, but my kids, you know, they don't like when I talk politics to my grandson. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. In most cases, they need you more than you need them. They need somebody to watch the kids. They need somebody to take over the kids while they're at work. So it's real simple. You're not going to tell me what I can and cannot talk to with my grandchildren. It's not right and it's not fair. You want me to watch them for you? I should have the ability to speak freely to my grandkids. You know, people, don't be afraid to do that. You should have a right to do that. You know, you'll scream about freedom of speech in the stores, but not with your kids. You really, again, even if they say, you know what, Mom, Dad, I can't, if you're going to do that, I can't take them here. Say, well, good luck to you. Hope you have enough money for daycare. You've got to make a difference. You've got to make an impact. Look what's going on out there with the ignorance. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Governor Greg Abbott confirmed the Texas National Guard will be used to protect cities if there are violent protests following the election. Troops have been sent to several cities this weekend to stage. While speaking in Houston, the governor refused to get into specifics, though he did say decisions about when and where troops would be sent will be made on an as-needed basis. This historically red state is considered purple, with Democrats looking to turn Texas blue. President Trump went on the offensive today in Detroit.
Joe Biden is going to lock down your state, wipe out your factories, ship out your jobs. $4 trillion tax hike. We gave you the biggest tax reduction in the history of our country. That's the good news. The bad news is he wants to give you the biggest tax hike in the history of our country. He wants to eliminate private health care.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Now we're back. I'll get that right. Give me some more years. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHAIR, 855-732-5563. And listen, you heard in Philly, too. I mean, the peaceful protest, right? You heard in Philly how the they pulled over a car that had dynamite in it. Now, somebody said, where do you get dynamite? Well, you can get it at a construction site or construction suppliers. But that's not the point, right? These are peaceful protests, remember? At least that's what we're told. We're consistently told. That simple. You know? But we know better. And I think what's happening is a lot of the others, a lot of the moderate Democrats, are seeing what's going on, what's really taking place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just told you, we're going to play the clips from Campus Reform. And I think the reason I want to play this is because I want you to see that there's young people now coming around the corner. And they're coming around the corner in big numbers. I think the Democrats are fools if they believe that all the young vote is theirs. I think the young kids are starting to catch on, starting to see. And by the way, these aren't millennials. I think they call them, what, Z? Generation Z. So let's take a listen. Let's see. Again, this is from Campus Reform. And these are young people that have decided, hey, the Dem Party ain't for them. Take a listen. Maybe.
Do they ever bring up that you are a minority yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Amid a movement to paint President Trump and his supporters as racist, we find minorities across the nation continue to stump for him, despite backlash. I'm Jasmine Walk with Campus Reform, and today we're going to speak to young minority conservatives about why they've chosen to support President Trump.
So this will be my first presidential election, and I will happily cast my vote for Trump.
Originally, in 2016, I probably wouldn't be having this conversation with you. I was a Bernie bro.
to the fullest. I was like, free college, hell yeah.
I think this is
Bernie bro, come on. He was a Bernie bro in 16, and now he's seen the light. Check it out.
The same story for a lot of people of color is that you have the ideals of a conservative, but you've been told and conditioned your entire life that conservative is a taboo word.
Plus, I mean, everybody that I grew up around was Democrat, so that's the only way of thinking I knew.
Why specifically do you support President Trump?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those type of things where it's always going to be, like, tough to tackle because, I mean, he is a very blunt president, if I'm being honest. But, I mean, when you take his Twitter aside, he actually has done many successful things as a president.
Is there any policy that stands out to you from the Trump administration that has actually helped minority communities?
Prison reform. Prison reform is a huge one.
He had the prison reform that benefited a lot of minorities. I think a lot of his tax cuts benefit minorities as well.
The economy helping minorities. I mean, you see the African-American unemployment rate being all-time low, Hispanic unemployment rate being at an all-time low. Trump's economic plans after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act have definitely brought up our communities of color, our minority communities. It's helped everyone.
Yeah, listen to this young man. These are young people. This should give you hope. I'm happy. My heart overflows. You know, seriously. Because most of the time, what do we hear? We hear how nasty he is. We hear how terrible he is. How he's done nothing for anybody. Another minute or two of this. I think we need this. Because again, today, I heard on channel after channel after channel, station after station, how the young people are coming out in big numbers. We haven't seen these numbers. You know, and they just go right down the whole list. It's the days of Goldwater. And, well, what makes you think they're voting for you? Now, they're going to say these are just the fringe. But they're not. These are mainstream.
Everywhere. I mean, if you just look at the black unemployment rate and how it's, you know, thankfully before COVID, it was on a decline, a vast decline. The prison reform bill that, you know, he passed, that even he was getting praise from some people on CNN, which I was surprised about. Just stuff like that, when he helped give funding to HBCUs. There's stuff like that that a lot of people don't know or don't read about that he has done.
I think that he honestly is a good-hearted person. Do I think that he has flaws? Yes, we all have flaws. I don't think he's perfect. But I think that he is actually trying to make America great again. In the best way that he believes he can do it.
What's your response to people who say to you that President Trump is racist?
I always say, where? Tell me where.
Oh, we have a smart one, right? Prove it. And again, don't attack. For you guys, be ready to speak to these things, though. I mean that sincerely. Be ready to speak to these. When you ask somebody that question, when they say, you know, Trump's a racist, I can, well, where was he racist? Right? Tell me. And they're going to throw up things like, you know, well, you know, he was stopping, you know, put up the border wall so he's racist against Hispanics. No. Put the wall up to protect the country. I mean, the true form of racism is when you take an action because you believe your race is superior to another. It's really that simple. I don't see that in him. I don't see that in him at all based on who he's hired. Not just here now, but when he has is, you know, the Trump company. It's just not there.
Things are taken out of context in terms of what some of the things that President Trump has said concerning, like, certain groups, ethnic groups, etc., but not even, like, to a point that's justifiable. It's like taking little snippets of this and here, there, like, here and there, and then concocting some whole random story.
When they say,
think about what these kids are going through at home. Or in their communities or with their buddies. Now, they don't sound like they're hanging around with a bunch of loons, but they're on college campuses. Do you have this kind of guts? No, seriously. I do this with you guys every night. Do you have this kind of wherewithal? Are you willing to have people know where you're at, what you stand for, and take the heat for it? I don't know.
Hey, well, he said Mexicans are rapists. No, he did not say Mexicans are rapists. He said that there are some who are coming across here and doing bad things, such as raping or bringing drugs. He never said all.
I mean, like, even...
That was great. Here's a young student who can figure out, knows what President Trump had said, and yet we can't get professionals to really pay attention.
When he referred to African countries as being crap hole countries, he was specifically talking about their economies, and that's just something that's not debatable.
When they say that Trump is a racist, all I can say is, well, look at the side that you're on, the side that you're, you know, trying to say is the not racist, the progressive side. You're telling me because of my skin color, I have to think a certain way. That is racist.
Amen. Totally amen. When they start telling you as a black person or a Hispanic person, you need us, otherwise they're going to take away your right to vote. They're going to make you get an ID. Well, what are they saying? You're too stupid to know how to get an ID? You don't have the ability to figure out how to get over to your Department of Motor Vehicles or state building? You don't know how to call anybody to make it happen? Come on, think it through. I do. I get the biggest kick out of it. Because I don't think people realize, or I don't think they're paying attention enough, but these programs they put in place aren't always to help you, aren't always to make life better for you. They want to suck you in and make you dependent on them. Look, write me if you want to, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But seriously, if you don't like what I'm saying, you think I'm wrong, let me know. Twitter, oh, hey. They lifted their suspension of the New York Post. Wonder how that happened. So Twitter lifted its suspension of the New York Post main account Friday, ending a weeks-long standoff after the social media giant punished the newspaper for tweeting its explosive report about Hunter Biden. Now, the big tech faced significant backlash after Twitter and Facebook attempted to suppress the Post report. You know, these guys don't realize something. By what they did, they made it bigger. They made it bigger and better and like something you've never seen. You know, you realize that, well, based on this, you know, they always start talking about how this is bigger than Watergate. Most young people don't even know what Watergate is. Let me tell you what. This looks, Watergate compared to this, it's like stealing, Boy Scouts stealing Girl Scout cookies, okay? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host.
Years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because
because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Yeah, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. The, you know, was it Trump today? They only allowed 250 people. But then they get an order, then, you know, people defied the order. Go ahead and show up with the buses. Let's go ahead and put them all together. You know, people, we got a lot coming up, you know, over the weekend, coming into Monday and Tuesday. This is not the normal cycle for us. Doesn't, for those of us that are involved heavily in the political cycle almost every year, it is not normal. Doesn't feel normal. It's not flowing normally. There are so many things we look at and go, hey, whoa, wait a minute. What are you doing over there? They're trying to cheat. I would imagine they're going to get away with some of them. But they're trying to cheat. And you can't, no matter what, you can't let that happen. It's not right. It's not what we should be doing. We're not that kind of, well, I would hope we're not that kind of country. But they want power so bad. You saw what they did to Kavanaugh, and, you know, even more.
With a perfect gift.
What they did to Trump. They don't care. They don't care how they get the power. They just want the power. And this time, if they get it, they may not give it up. Really that simple. But for those of you of different groups, whether it's black, Hispanic, Jew, whatever it is, you need to push back. You need to fight back. Not that you're not. There are some smaller portions that are. But look what de Blasio did earlier this month. If I was him, you know, he should be afraid to come out of his house. He rounded up the Jews, right, in the different neighborhoods because they were breaking law by meeting. Isn't that nice? So he rounded up the Jews, and we're going to put them in jail. Trump blasted him for doing it. Because he was cracking down, because de Blasio was cracking down on the Orthodox Jews, which is just nuts, right? So Trump took to Twitter to call out what many detractors of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio see as anti-Semitic behavior. De Blasio, who was born a Warren, a Wilhelm Jr., he told reporters earlier this week that he respects the rights of peaceful protests, but he said that New York PD will not tolerate those who harm others, commit assaults, damage property, and set fires. Not true, but whatever. They love saying stuff like this. They will never follow through with it, though. Statement sounds reasonable. Any government that permits that kind of anarchy, like in Portland, can't stand. But de Blasio took a different approach when the city he saw looting and violence during its George Floyd protests. He tried to focus on the peaceful protesters, brushed off some of those who came with an agenda. And then he blamed the NYPD at the time for being over-aggressive and not reflecting the philosophy of the city. Well, what was the philosophy of the city? Burn it down, way down? His daughter, Chara, 25, she was taken into custody after police declared an unlawful assembly in Lower Manhattan. De Blasio said he was proud of her. Of course he is. I mean, seriously. Trump actually responded to a James Wood tweet. Said, hey, rounding up the Jews. What's that for an optic? I never had expected to see in my American lifetime De Blasio as a criminal. No wonder he changed his name from Wilhelm. He is an anti-Semite. When you see what he's done to the Jews in New York, and why do we keep letting him do that? Not just him, others too. Right? I mean, the Jews have become a target. Maybe I'm really dull. I don't know why. I knew a lot of Jewish kids, a lot of Jewish families growing up. I just never had an issue, never had a problem. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, there are cities across the country that are getting ready now for the anarchy that's going to happen after the election. One way or the other, I told you guys this a long time ago. Not that I'm any smarter than you, but I said if there's any hanky-panky whatsoever, there's going to be a problem. It's going to be a big problem, too, not a little one. If the right feels like the election was out and out stolen, and there's a lot of hanky-panky going on, and we can see it, we can document it, nobody does anything about it, you're going to see a problem with the right. I think you're going to see a problem with the right if you don't see people starting to go to jail soon. People from within the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, whatever. Whoever's involved at that level, they need to go to jail. And then hopefully they start opening their mouth and providing evidence to put people like Hillary Clinton away. I don't ever think she's going to see jail. I don't ever think she's going to see jail time. She's old. Yeah, get over yourselves. I said it. She's old. And they're just not going to put her in jail. We start looking at the photos of what was taking place at today's rally for President Trump. Oh, I'm sorry. Peaceful protest for President Trump in Minnesota. The crowds were only limited to 250 at the actual event. Hundreds gathered outside to try to get a glimpse of him. Actually, if you look at the picture, I would say there were thousands outside. Not just a couple hundred. You know, and the folks just kept coming. The AG tried to hinder the whole thing from going down. Trump was having a field day with that. You heard him at the rally itself. Right? And he went around shaking? What is shaking? Shaking people's hands, getting up close, talking with them. You know, having a stereotypical super spreader event, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. These are just the stories to round up for the week. At least for me. That's the way I see it. The stories of the week, all week long, we've been talking so much about Hunter Biden and what's going on with him that we really don't see. We really haven't been paying attention to other things going on in the news. Right? I mean, they're trying to keep you away from all the escapades going on with the election fraud. And we obviously can't let them do that. And Trump, I think you caught this, he got another endorsement, key endorsement. And then the Boston paper endorsed him. These are all stories from this week. But you know, look at the endorsements rolling in. Maybe too late, I don't know. But I wouldn't give up on it, or him, whatever. So again, I want to say to you before we eat up the hour here, I really want you to think about what your neighbors are doing, your loved ones, your pseudo-loved ones. Where are they going? Who are they voting for? What are they doing? Who are they talking with? And get your talking points together. Won't kill you. Write them down. So that you know that when you sit down with somebody, somebody starts asking you questions about these things, you've got answers. You've got responses. We all need to have the responses. I need to have the responses. I do not know how these polls, well, I do know they're cheating, but that's beside the point. When somebody on your side or another side, by the way, says, oh, man, he's so far down the polls. Well, actually, he's not. He's not. The polls, if you believe them at all, the polls have closed, and they've closed quite a bit. In some places, it's 2-3% now difference, which means it's a statistical dead heat. But, I mean, really, when you think this thing through, I'm going to run you the numbers again and write them down. When you have 32% of the black community, 40% of the gay community, I think it's up at, in the mid-50s for the Hispanic community of approval, an approval rating for President Trump. Many who have already said they voted for him and would vote for him. Young people who, you know, think about something. Joe Biden is running around talking about he's going to shut it down again. And Trump's like, no, we're going to open it up. We need to open it up. We'll get these vaccines. We'll get these shots. We're going to open this place up. And allow you guys to enjoy this country. Live the way you were meant to live. Now, which young person you think, I mean, you think a young person is going to go, well, I really should lock it all down. I should hide back. Suicide rates are up with young people. Depression is up in young people. The Dems are missing the message here. They talk about how dark Trump is. He's always talking about winning, getting over. Right? Doing the best of what you got and winning at it, too. Who's the dark one? It's just, it is truly amazing to me. Hey, big shout out to Evan Sayet, our buddy, our show friend, and my personal friend for quite a few years. Evan's birthday was yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. So if you see him, you're on his Facebook page, you do whatever. Tell him you heard on The Real Side with Joe Mussino. It was his birthday. don't sing. That's like when you sing to them. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We will catch you later on. Check out the website, realside.com, for the show, times, and stations. Be safe, be fine.